Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. That's buildingfortunesradio.com. I playfully say, you know, what else would we call it? We try to shine a spotlight on the home-based business arena. So whether you're an affiliate program, your network marketing company, MLM, whether you're sharing stuff, or whether you're in an affiliate program by itself, like a straight affiliate program, chances are you can have your opportunity, your product, shown a spotlight on buildingfortunesradio.com. Now, the reason why we call it Building Fortunes Radio is because this isn't what I have found like a lottery ticket, where you go in, you buy one, and then you win like $5 bazillion. This is not one of those types of businesses. Most of the times, you have to build it brick by brick, one at a time, strategically placed, and you'll do that over a lifetime. So you can start off with a profitable business for sure, but if you're going to build something that's going to be worthwhile and meaningful, chances are you're going to be building that fortune on a regular basis. So I love the word building. And one of the things that I also do is I love the word sales. So when I first got started, for those people unfamiliar with my background, I broke my mom's heart when I was a manager trainee with a company called Electrolux. Electrolux was a vacuum cleaner company here in the United States. The one that you might see in your big box store or you might see online is not the one that I worked for. That one is a hybrid, if you will. Not a hybrid, that's the wrong word. That one, the one that you'll see today in Best Buy or wherever you might go, is not my company. My old company was sold, the brand name was sold back to the people over in Sweden, I believe it is. AB Electrolux it was. So anyway, long story to say, I used to sell the old ones. So you go do a search on images and look for Electroluxes, and chances are you might remember that brand name. That's the one that I was with. Well, I broke my mom's heart when I started working with that company. And the reason why is, you know, who's mom, if you will? Not implying a status associated with a profession, but the stereotype would be is who in the world would want their kids to grow up and aspire to be a vacuum cleaner salesman. So I kind of got it, like I understood it. But in the management training program, and the gentleman's name is Joe, who painted the wonderful picture, so Joe, you know who you are. I would mention his name, but I'm not so sure if he wants the reputation or the famousness of saying, oh, you were the guy who started this whole thing. So when Joe hired me, he told me about the management training program and that we were able to open up one of their offices. It was going to be able to either open up or take over an office for this fine company called Electrolux, and we would be paid 50% of the profit. So as a young man, I said to myself, what are my options here? Where else would I go that someone will give me the key to a fully inventory-loaded store, have a home office that works on my behalf, you know, provide me with a lot of the resources I could never possibly do on my own as a 22-year-old. So I looked at that management training opportunity as a wonderful opportunity for me to maybe gain some experience. And he said, 50% of the profits will be yours. Do you know the formula for profits? Now, some of you have heard me before say that I was a biology and a chemistry major in school. I went to Hofstra University over in New York, and one thing I never took was a business course. So if you would have asked me the name of the muscles on a frog's leg, I probably could have told him. But when he was asking me for the profit, formula for profit, it wasn't something at the tip of my tongue, although, of course, I could probably figure it out. He helped me lay it out by saying profit equals sales minus expenses. So now as a chemistry major, so I got that part down, right? So you do a chemistry equation kind of. Sales minus expenses equals profit. If I want more profit, right, for all those chemistry majors, right, you got your right-hand side of the equation, left-hand side of the equation, you have to increase your sales, And if you decrease your expenses, you can increase your profits. So I got that part down. So increase sales, manage or, you know, decrease expenses, and whatever you do is left for you. So the biggest thing you could possibly do is increase your sales. So sales for me was not a dirty word. Sales for me was like, yay, let's go sell more stuff, because the more stuff we sold, the more stuff we made, because there was more profits. Now, sales reps' commissions were expenses. Cost of goods were expenses. Advertising was expenses. So I learned how to manage my expenses. Paper toil for the restrooms, paint for the walls, you know, the window washer. You'll hear those stories every once in a while. Those things were expenses as well. But I knew that invariably if I increased my sales, I would increase my profits. And the world would be a better place if people focused on sales. Selling, selling, selling. Now, I was in the direct sales business. Direct means different from retail. Direct is where you go to them. Retail is when they come to you. So sometimes I'd have to explain that to other people as well. You know, do you know the difference between retail and direct sales? Most people would nod their head yes and probably couldn't really explain it. Simply, like I'm just going to give you the explanation now. Retail is when they come to you. Direct is when you go to them. Then the next question to itch their brain would be, which one do you think is harder? And they would say, well, when they're coming to you, right? You know, they're coming to you. The guy who sells a shirt over at the clothing store is hardly considered a salesman by my definition. He's an order taker. Doesn't take too much talent to sell a shirt to a guy that needs one, right? Or a hamburger to someone that's hungry. So I said, which one is harder? Well, without overthinking it, direct sales is harder. And then he followed up with, which one do you think pays you more? And I'd say probably that one, and I would have been correct. So direct sales is sometimes harder, but direct sales sometimes pays you more. And direct sales you can control as opposed to retail sales. Like I could never really control how many people are going to walk in the vacuum cleaner store. So I loved selling. Now, I didn't start out that way. So the very first day when he said you have to learn sales, I said, well, like, how long do I have to do this? Like, is there, like, a time frame here? Like, I wasn't anti it, but I'd never done anything like that before. Remember, I was just a biology and chemistry major, had a French minor. I worked at fast food places. I moved tables around at the Narragansett Inn, for those people that remember the Narragansett Inn over in Lindenhurst, Long Island. So I moved tables around. My first job ever was a newspaper boy, but never really sales. Matter of fact, I was a softie on the newspapers if the people didn't pay me. Sometimes I'd let them slide when I was collecting on my route for all those people. You know, you might need to ask your parents or your grandparents for what that meant, but that was what I did. So when I said to Joe, how long do I need to do this sales thing for? And he says, do you want to be good? Yep. Well, probably forever. Not really the answer that I was hoping for, but that's what he said. So I learned the selling profession. I learned that, you know what, there's sales all over the place, especially with that type of a product. We sell to people, doesn't matter where they are, they could be anywhere. And we could sell to them, maybe not where they are right now, but we could certainly make appointments, and we would be able to go out there and show them why, and sometimes they'd say no, and then we'd say, I understand, let me show you one more thing. And through that building of value, showing them that they needed it, creating desire of ownership, and all those other things that we teach, we could learn how to sell more. And sales was a wonderful thing, because if I could sell, I could do many things. Not anything, but many things. I could take my brain anywhere I went, and keeping my ethics in there, right? You want to have fun, you want to make money, you want to help yourself and other people. So if I brought my ethics with me, chances are I'd be able to go wherever I would, because I take my brain wherever I go. So learning the selling profession is a very honorable profession. And I like to use the working definition now. Sales is when there are two or more people, their lips are moving, and they're talking about something. So sales are when there's two or more people, their lips are moving. Chances are somebody's selling, somebody's buying. So that's a great working definition. There's all different kinds of sales. I said retail sales, sure. It's not like the person walks into the shirt store and just whips out their credit card, and you could have had a robot take that transaction. Sometimes that might happen. many times there might have to be a salesman that explains this one and that one and give them some choices, and maybe, you know, you nibble on an extra shirt, or you nibble on a tie, or you add on a belt or something else like that. Sure, you know, you could certainly do that. There's some salespeople that really know how to work up the order, you know, the old upsell. But sales are happening all over the place. So when I was learning the selling profession, I was also realizing that I'm working on my skills that will probably be transferred or transferable to just about everything else. And then I started to look at almost everything like it was a sale, because it kind of was, right? There were two or more people. Their lips are moving and they're talking about stuff. Chances are somebody's selling, somebody's buying. See, I learned a long time ago I'm either making the sale or I'm buying their objection for not going ahead. So there's a reason for me suggesting these things. Do you think at this point you might say to yourself, huh, if I were to increase my sales, by your working definition, skills, would or could that make an impact on my life or my income or the way I communicate or the way I negotiate? So I'll ask the question again. If I, this is the way you say it to yourself, right? If I, meaning like you, were to learn how to sell better, would it help me? Well, let's ask the other question. If you or I learned how to sell, could it hurt you? So probably more help and certainly less hurt. And if part of it is the way you communicate or negotiate or the income that you make, whether it's for trying to sell your boss on why he should keep you or give you a raise or a promotion, I think sales is the most worthy skill or profession that people can get in. And then I'm going to modify my working definition just so you know. I gave you the working definition of if there's two or more people, their lips are moving, they're talking about stuff, chances are somebody's selling, somebody's buying. Well, there's a modification of that, and that would be the one that's in your head, which I'm going to explain, by the way, in just a second, right after we come back from our commercial break. So here we go. This is Peter Mingles. You're listening to Peter Mingles on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles. I am talking about Building Fortunes Radio, and we have the domain name buildingfortunesradio.com, and I've been speaking a little bit about the profession or the techniques of learning sales. So I left you on the other side of the commercial with this thought, a modification of my working definition of sales, right? Two or more people, their lips are moving, they're talking about something, chances are somebody's selling, somebody's buying. The modification to that is when it's in your own head. Because I don't even know you, but I do know you talk to yourself, right? Now, you might have strange people putting other things inside your head, too, seriously. Or you could be more or less, let's say, normal, right? Got the air quotes going on, normal. But you talk to you most of the time. So you talk to you most of the time. Matter of fact, I playfully say and point out that you are the best salesman you know. You are. Like, you're great at selling yourself on many things. You've sold yourself on what you can or can't do, right? You listen to all those positive speakers, right? They say you're a limitless, abundance, and all that sort of stuff. Some parts of that are true. You've sold yourself on what you can and can't do, the languages that you learned, right? The skills that you think you're going to be good at or not, right? The people you work with, the job you have, family, right? Business, everything. You've kind of really good at this. You're really good at this, and you probably make a few or a few hundred or a few thousand sales to yourself every day. Every day, if you really look at it. Now you know what I mean by if you're talking to you, you're the one who's probably sold yourself on a lot of things. So maybe you need a sales course to defend yourself against yourself. Now, I say this playfully, sincerely. Maybe you need a better sales course to protect yourself or defend yourself against yourself, because you can self-inflict some of these skills on your own self for your own defense. That's why we have a sales training course called MakingSalesOrExcuses.com. Because in my old days, we would playfully say, you're either making sales or you're making excuses for why you're not making sales. Oh, and by the way, I self-inflict this phrase on myself all the time, because I'm either making sales or I'm making excuses on why I'm not making sales. So that's why we call it MakingSalesOrExcuses.com. So when we started putting this sales training program together, we have a lot of stuff on our website, so you might hear different and variations. So let me give you today's variation. I thought that, you know, what would it be worth to learn the profession of selling? You know, how much does it cost you to be a doctor? Most of the times, cost you or somebody else a few hundred thousand dollars in today's economics to be a doctor. How much does it cost you to be an architect or engineer, lawyer, policeman, fireman? I don't know. But there's usually a course involved. Heck, even if you want to go work at a fast food place, you have to buy the uniform, you know? So I figured that $500 is a reasonable yearly fee for a sales training course where me, Peter Mingles, and maybe some other people as well, will train you on how to sell, learn that proven profession, because then you can have something to apply it to and be able to make that back maybe in the next year. Right? Could you imagine? Do you think I would be able to teach you enough selling skills to be able to modify something in your life in the next year? You'd be able to translate that knowledge into cash, and everything after that $500 initial fee, you would call your profit, right, for the rest of your life, because you're going to take your brain with you most of the rest of your life. $500 seems to be fair. Matter of fact, I think it's underpriced, because chances are it wouldn't take you a year to get back your money after you've applied these principles. It might take you just a few months. And some people might say, really? I don't think even that long. Sometimes I might make it back in the next month, right? Could you imagine if you applied the things that we taught to whatever you're doing, and whether it's a raise from your boss, extra hours from your supervisor, whether it's negotiating with your kid, or maybe someone else, right? Do you think you could translate that into $500 in a year, a month, maybe even a week? Some of you, maybe in a couple of days, you'll be able to do that because you're in selling now, and all you have to do is apply some of these things, show you that it works. And the commissions that are derived from the extra sales that you'll make would certainly pay it off. So I thought that was a fair exchange. And then my newspaper boy came back. So when I started to charge people $500 for the year, we started developing relationships and friends with people. And, of course, they help us and we help them and they give us referrals and all those things. So then at the end of the year, the newspaper boy and me came out and said, I can't charge these people again. How can I do that? They're my friends. You know, how can I do that? They're those people that have been giving us referrals. They've helped us in many ways. We've kind of enriched both of our lives. So, nah, I can't do that. So then the $500 actually became a lifetime membership. And a lifetime membership for all of those types of things. Do you think you'll be able, let's stretch it out, right? Do you think you'd be able to somehow use the information you'd learned, apply it to whatever you're working on in your life and make it back? The answer to that question, well, if it would happen in a year, it certainly would probably happen in your life. So this then becomes the biggest no-brainer since the beginning of time, with a slight exaggeration added in. So I always like to tell people the five fears. There's five fears that probably hold you back from doing most things. And there's a little acronym we use called Fudgesicles. So it's the fear of F, failure, fear of fudge. U, fear of the unknown. D, Fudgesicles. Fear of disapproval. C, fear of change. S, fear of success. So there's five fears that will probably hold most people back, which, by the way, this is a small little snippet of what we teach in the Making Sales of Excuses. Could you imagine if you could help identify the five basic fears that hold you back from exercising more effective control of your life? Are the acronym I made up called Fudgesicles, the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, the fear of disapproval, the fear of change, the fear of success? Well, would that be worth $500 for a lifetime? The answer is, I hope, yes. You can even give me a soft, like, probably yes. I'm like, are you thinking it through? Of course yes, because you're going to be able to use this on yourself all day long. So that's what we charge. We charge $500. It's a one-time fee for our Making Sales or Excuses Sales training. Now, again, the newspaper boy in me, when I used to ride my bike and a customer would say, didn't I pay you last week? And I'd say, no, you didn't really. But, okay, don't worry, let it slide. I'll eat it. So the newspaper boy in me suggests that, you know what, when you're working with us right now, you're in the Making Sales or Making Excuses, we give you more goodies than what you paid for. So not like you're part of us, you know. So we throw in a this, and sometimes we throw in some of that. And if you ask me, can I have another one of those, we do that too. So in addition to everything else, you get the goodies. Why? Because we're helping you build your business. You're inevitably helping us too because you give us lots of referrals along the way. I think that's the way it's supposed to work. So for many of you that are looking for a way to effectively, you know, sell more, raise your income, defend yourself against your kids or grandkids, you know, because they're pretty good at this stuff, negotiate with bosses, hostage situations, terrorists maybe even one day, you might want to take advantage of our Making Sales or Excuses Sales course. So go to networkleads.com. Networkleads.com is our regular website. So Building Fortunes Radio is my product, but that's where you go hear cool stuff like this. And then if you go to networkleads.com, that's our regular website, and you'll be able to pick that up as there as well. So that's a little bit about us. So if you're familiar with who we are, make sure you check us out. If you're not familiar with us, make sure you check us out. And if you're using us, make sure you really use us. We are here to be able to help you effectively build your business. And after that, we're going to call it a radio show, and I'm going to say thanks for listening in. Of course, you can hear this as well as previous radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com. www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see a little bit about everything that we do, you can go to networkleads.com/everything. That would be networkleads.com/everything. We'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.